Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Now is the time for your weekly dose of natural medicine and education. Join Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and psychic Todd Rolson as they share their inspiration with humanity and discuss the healing benefits of Cambo medicine. The results are astounding. Coming up in the next hour of Cambo Talk Radio, discover how Cambo realigns the true self. Now, here are your hosts, Ginny and Todd.
Hello, hello, everyone. It's just Ginny today because Todd is still in Europe and you are listening to Cambo Talk. And today, well, first of all, I'm going to say hi to Justin because I know how sensitive he is. Hey, Justin, how's it going?
Doing wonderfully on yourself.
I'm doing fantastic. And now that I don't have Todd here with me, like you're kind of my right-hand guy. So thank you for being there. You kind of, make me feel like I'm not here all alone. So thanks so much for that.
My pleasure.
So today, well, I'm going to go back to last week. We talked a lot about specialized treatments with Cambo, some of their purposes and how they work. And we talked about the chakras, the meridians, and the ear treatments. And so I kind of was setting a foundation so that I could have my guest here this week. And we'd already have a foundation set. So I have with me today, and I'm super excited about this, because this is really my first Cambo practitioner that I've had on the air. I've had people who've taken Cambo, but not another practitioner. So today I have with me Kim Mathis, and Kim is a licensed acupuncturist, and she's in Arizona, and she's been practicing acupuncture since 2008. She is she has a Master of Science in acupuncture, a degree from the Phoenix Institute of Herbal Medicine, and she is a certified IAKP Cambo practitioner. So Kim is also a certified Reiki practitioner and an energy healer. She facilitates Cambo individual sessions and circles in Scottsdale, Arizona, and in Chicago, of all places. She has a special interest in using Cambo, the hape, which is the tobacco snuff and traditional Chinese medicine, and energy healing to alleviate many health issues, but particularly anxiety, depression, PTSD, trauma, infertility, and autoimmune diseases. Kim, welcome to Cambo Talk.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm super excited about it. So I have a real special connection with you, Kim, that I'm going to share because we did a circle before your training. You set up a circle in Phoenix, and I came down, and you assisted me, and that was wonderful. That's been, wow, over a year and a half ago now. And also, I was the assistant trainer at your Cambo training. So I have a very special connection with you. So I'm very excited to have you on the show.
Thank you. Yes, it was lovely. Thank you for welcoming me into that circle. That was a really great experience. And so was my training. So I really appreciate it.
Well, that's awesome. So I know that mostly the first question people ask is what brought you to Cambo, but I'm not going to do that today. I really want to know from you as we get started, because we're going to get into all of the benefits of using those different meridian points. But I first want to know, like, how did Cambo kind of change your life and brought you to this place, certainly of being a practitioner, but I'm just wondering about some of the benefits that you got from taking Cambo for those first few times.
For me, what brought me to Cambo was depression and panic attacks. I've had them since I was probably about 18 years old, and it comes and it goes, and I always, found really good relief with it through other methods, such as, acupuncture and Reiki. But I hit a point a few years ago where things just kind of got a little overwhelming, and I had done some research and found Cambo through a blog and then set up my 3-day cleanse with a practitioner in LA. And it was, I call it a game changer for me. It really helped me to clear out some root issues of what was going on for a long time that I guess I wasn't aware of, that was really deep down in my psyche that I wasn't even conscious of. So, and the moment that Cambo was put on my body, I felt an immediate connection to my prior training as an acupuncturist. So, it really helped to shift things to the point where I never feel like I'll ever get to that point again with my depression.
Lovely.
Yeah. So that's kind of why. And then I knew I wanted to be a practitioner the moment it went on my body, just because of my acupuncture training.
Yeah, I could see where Campbell on acupuncture, which we're going to get into in some great detail today, how they're similar and how they work. But I'm still going to get, I just want people to get to know a little bit more about you. And so one of the things I like to add, I'm very excited to hear about, is really the training, because, you know, I've been through that training, I've facilitated that training, and I'm right now doing my own training to be a trainer. But I'm wondering about, and I'm watching, you know, I'm there in a different role as the assistant trainer. So tell me a little bit about your experience at the training and what that did for you.
It really made me, I guess this is a really good question that I have to think about. The training was so in-depth, and it just brought me to a whole another level of appreciation for the medicine, because during that initiation, I felt so connected to not only the medicine, but to the spirit of the medicine. I can't even really describe the depth of the knowledge that I got out of it, the friends I made from it, the support I got during my training. And that can keep continuing even after the training at the IAKP.
Yeah, that's the lovely part about it. So what was the scariest part about the training to you?
The 3x3.
You know, it's funny. I thought you were going to say writing the song.
Well, yeah, that too. I had already known about the song before I even got there. Another IAKP practitioner told me about it, and I'm kind of blocked in my voice, in my throat chakra, so I was really struggling with the song. But really, it was the sitting down and having that initiation during my 3x3, which I think was the hardest when I look back at it.
Yeah, so I'll just tell the listeners, the 3x3 is 3 Campbell sessions in 3 hours. And so it's pretty intense for people, and that really is the initiation. And it does connect you with the spirit of this medicine. And again, I always preface when I use the term medicine, it is not in the traditional Western sense of medicine. This is how the tribes refer to it. And so when I refer to it as medicine, it is in that same respect as the tribes. But and then the other thing is that you are required to write a Cambo song and perform it in front of everyone. And so for most people, that is really the hardest part. It's quite scary. And during the training, everybody's kind of kicked out of their comfort zone almost every single day. Wouldn't you say that, Kim?
Yes, for sure.
Exactly.
Yes, you are. You're immersed with the same, you know, you're immersed within the medicine, but then you're also immersed with each other. And yeah.
Yes. So when you walk away from there, my experience is that I felt like I knew how to work with this medicine in a very skillful way and in a safe way. And I also kind of wasn't afraid of the medicine. Would you say that was the case for you too?
I was afraid of it until after my 3x3.
Mm-hmm.
Because and then after the 3x3, that completely changed everything, because I can see how deep you can go with Cambo and how it's, you know, you really can go deep and the body really can take a lot of it. So.
Yeah, it really can. And so I had the same experience. Once I did the 3x3, I no longer had any fear of this medicine. I felt very comfortable with it, and it did take me to a much deeper level also. So that is a lovely what we call an initiation with the medicine. So we've only got a couple of minutes left in this segment. And so when we come back after the break, I kind of want to get into your experience as an acupuncturist and really why you brought Cambo into your practice. And then we'll get into some of the different levels of how you've seen people transform by using Cambo on the meridians and those energy points. So I'm going to have you kind of get ready for that and preface it. Okay. So we'll be all set to get into the depths of how this medicine can, how deep it can actually go to. So you are listening to Cambo Talk. I'm your host, Jenny Rutherford. And so Kim, just give out your website if you don't mind real quickly, and how people can get a hold of you, because I know you're in the Phoenix and area, and then you also do Chicago. So why don't you give out your information on how, like your phone number maybe, or and your website on how people can get a hold of you.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I'm currently, my website is being transitioned to Cambo Pura. So it's www.cambopura.com. And my phone number is 480-321-6851.
Great. So you're all listening to Cambo Talk, and we'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
All right, everybody, we're back from the break, and this is Cambo Talk, and I am your host, Jenny Rutherford. And before the break, we were talking to my guest today, Kim Mathis, who is also a Cambo practitioner and an acupuncturist. And she was talking a little bit about her experience as to why she became a practitioner and how the training went. So in this portion, Kim, I think I would love to get into how you use Cambo and acupuncture together, because, I mean, in some ways I can see where they are really very, you know, similar, and they could work together really well. So maybe just let me talk a little bit about how you combine the two, and maybe you don't combine the two. I don't know. But maybe kind of give me some ideas about how you work with Cambo and the acupuncture.
Yeah, well, what I do is it helps me, because I already have the questions from my acupuncture training, to really see where people are struggling emotionally. So when I take them through the consults and I really find kind of the root cause of what's going on, is it sadness, is it anger, is it fear? So what that tells me is where the disharmony lies within the meridian system, because anger sits within the liver in Chinese medicine, sadness in the lungs, usually with the spleen, stomach, with the over-worrying and overthinking, that's usually like the missing element of support that somebody might have had, maybe like even growing up, like maybe somebody who was like motherless or adopted, or even as an example. So what happens is when I take them to the consult, we kind of get to the root emotion. And then from there, I kind of can choose a meridian line to put all the points on. So say if somebody has like a lot of anxiety, but it's based like more in like a fear from like shock that they might have experienced growing up, then I could pick putting the points on the kidney meridian for them, whether it be maybe sadness from something that was, you know, going on in their life, like a divorce or like a loss of a job, then I would choose the lung points on the meridian system. So it really helps me to put the points and target exactly where Cambo should go for them. It's kind of like putting the medicine on a route that allows it to get to the space that they're stuck quicker and take them deeper. Not that it's not deeper with just putting it, say, like on the traditional places of the left arm for the man or the right arm for the right leg for the woman. It just gives Cambo the opportunity to go straight to where the blockage is. And you'll really find that they talk about during their sessions that, wow, I really felt a lot of that sadness come up, or that anger. And then a lot of times the color of the purge even reflects it. Cause the green color goes with the liver, the yellow with the stomach and the spleen. And even during my third time with Cambo, when my practitioner had put it on my kidney meridian, I purged blue, and blue is the color of kidneys in Chinese medicine. So I knew, I was like, wow, there's something to this.
Exactly. So, well, do you find that most people have issues in each one of those spots? Like, I mean, I know people have a lot of grief and sadness, and a lot of people have anger, and some people really worry a lot. Do you feel like almost everybody has all three of those, or do you think that, and as you go through the layers, you start seeing, you know, like there's one that's more profound, but then as you go through the layers, you see that all of them are somewhat affected, that we all carry that? Or do you just see some people have one really big thing, and once they kind of clear that out, it transforms the issue?
I feel like it peels back in layers. There is, I think, like a root. We even learn that in Chinese medicine. There's like a root emotion, but it might be displaying itself like as anger on the surface, but really that might be from something deeper. And the medicine will reveal that as you work with it in each session. And that's why you have to keep doing the consult each time to see where they're at.
Right.
So we all have a little bit of everything, but there seems to be like one predominant weakness is the only way I can describe it, or constitutional weakness.
Yeah, I think that's what I've come up against too, is that even though sometimes, I mean, almost everybody has some liver issues, mostly because of the toxins that we have in our world. So pretty much everybody can benefit from having the liver meridian. But sometimes that's not really kind of the root. Yeah, it's not really the root cause. And we do have weak points. I see that a lot. when you do, I'm super curious because I one of my favorite meridians to work with is the lungs meridians, because mm-hmm. and probably because I think that's probably my weak point is always in my lungs, and so we always kind of, they say we teach what we need to learn, and so I'm somewhat curious about those lung points, because do you find, and I have found this quite a bit when I do people's lung points, that they cough a lot.
Yeah, that is so true. And when they're coughing, you know, they're still letting go of the energy in the lungs. Everybody's got sadness, right? Like on the surface of whether, you know, something that didn't work out in their life or mm-hmm. Something they need to grieve for, that we're not taught to grieve properly in this culture.
Boy, that is so very true.
We're taught to be strong and get over it and keep marching on. And
yeah, when are you going to get back to work, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and in some ways, we do all those things in order to, you know, numb ourselves out so we don't have to look at the grief. You're right. So we were really not taught how to grieve in our culture so that we can let those things go. So what about, you know, I'm like you, I see all different colors of purge, and I'm somewhat fascinated by the purge because it says a lot about what's going on with people and also about how, you know, where we need to go next, because Cambo does peel back the layers. But I was going to ask you a little bit about the heart chakra. That's another one that I do quite mm-hmm. a bit, because people want a heart opening. And
yes,
I have found that, maybe you found this too, I have found that I do the heart chakra after people have taken a certain amount of Cambo, because I think it's really hard to open that heart chakra sometimes. And so I make sure that they've done a certain amount of Cambo before opening that up. At the beginning, when I first started, I did that heart chakra opening a little too soon, and it was overwhelming for people. And so now I'm a little more cautious with that. So I make sure that they've worked through a certain number of layers before we go to the heart chakra. What do you find in working with the heart chakra?
I think that is definitely like a dead on, thing to say, because within acupuncture, they talk a lot about not treating the heart directly because they can be too overwhelming. But I think it's because there's so much information there, especially the pericardium meridian holds the heart protector. So if it's too blocked and you open up the heart too soon, it's going to feel all those emotions that haven't been cleared previously. So yeah, I think it's what you want to work your way up to that, but you want to do it in a very conscientious way.
Yeah, I agree. So, do you suggest before going straight to the heart, maybe, and after you've given so much a certain amount of Cambo, that maybe doing the pericardium meridians and maybe some of the ear points would be helpful first, or do you think that's necessary?
Well, the pericardium has a special relationship with the liver because they're both what we call the zhui yin in Chinese medicine. Mm-hmm. So clearing the liver first would be a great way to move anything that's blocking the heart before you proceed to treat the heart.
Wow, that is really fascinating information.
Yeah, it really is. Deep, and I don't want to overwhelm the listeners by talking too much about Chinese theory, but because that heart protector is there for a purpose. It's there to make sure that too much doesn't, I want to say take you down is the wrong word, but
yeah.
Cause a healing crisis. Yeah, you don't want to Combo does cause a healing crisis, but you obviously want to do it in a way that the person can handle it in a really skillful manner.
Yeah, and tolerate it well. So I agree, because, again, that's how I've experienced it in the beginning when I first started out, you know, because I thought that heart chakra was so – everybody comes to me and they want to do the heart meridians or the heart chakra. And I was like, okay.
You ready for that?
Yeah. Well, after I saw, you know, a couple of people, how difficult it was and how overwhelming it was, then, and, you know, we know that our connection with the spirit of Cambo does kind of give us information. And so really the information I was getting is you can't do that this early. People have to work their way up to opening up the heart. And so
dealing with those unpleasant things that are kind of in the, kind of on the surface, the sadness, the anger, the fear, and then your heart can be properly open to receive that pure love.
Exactly. It can be quite overwhelming. So I'm glad that you just confirmed that for me, that I was on the right track in that, and that the information I was getting was actually correct, because that's definitely what I have found. So what about those grief points? Do you find that there is something that should be done before you go right into those points too? Or do you think it's a little bit easier to work on those lung points?
A lot of times I'll connect the lung points with the kidney points.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll treat the kidney along with the lung because they have a special relationship in Chinese medicine to properly anchor the qi in the body.
Mm-hmm.
The lungs take in it's the first inspiration of your prana is with your lungs, but it pulls it down into the kidney energy so that you can anchor your qi. So a lot of times it's good to work with both that, the sadness and the fear, because the kidneys are the fear, the basis of fear within traditional Chinese medicine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfect. Well, so we only have 1 minute here before the break, and I have a burning question I want to ask you. So I'm going to ask it now, and then I'm going to have you answer it when we come back.
Okay.
I really am curious about the relationship between the mind and our thoughts and the kidneys. So when we come back, I'm gonna let you answer that question. So you're listening to Cambo Talk, and I have with me Kim Mathis, who is an acupuncturist and a Cambo practitioner. And I'm your host, Jenny Rutherford. We'll be right back.
Known for his keen sense of humor, contagious smile, and extensive esoteric wisdom, EJ translates deep spiritual wisdom into practical advice to empower you to live your happiest, most fulfilled experience. Mystic Living Radio, Deep Spiritual Wisdom, Practical Advice with EJ, Eliyahu Gion. This hit show delivers profound experiences for all who want to live life to their deepest desires. Tune in monthly for Mystic Living Radio. Learn more by visiting vitaltransformation.org.
Tune in to the hit show Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Are you struggling in a relationship and deeply craving some tools and support to get things back on track? Do you crave having a loving, compassionate relationship with Mr. Right, but always seem to pick Mr. Wrong? Well, Sarah Luce can help. She's created a 4-week online course starting September 28th that will teach you how to shift your energy and behavior to have new transformative outcomes. And you're going to get a personal one-on-one session with Sarah to ensure you get powerful personal results. Sign up today at sarahluce.com.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA Psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
The goal for the Art of Powerful Living Radio is to inspire every human to live lives that are rich, fulfilling, on purpose, and fun. This hit show with Robert Schoenfeld is a fresh approach to boldly living our lives with creativity, courage, patience, wisdom, love, and power. Join Robert every month with Dr. Pat Basile for the Art of Powerful Living Radio.
Back from the break, and you're listening to Cambo Talk. I'm your host, Jenny Rutherford, and I have Kim Mathis here today. She is an acupuncturist and an IAKP-trained Cambo practitioner. And Kim, before the break, I kind of asked you a question that I'm really dying to get the answer to, and that is the relationship between the kidneys and the brain, our thought processes and our intellect and how we think. So I would love for you to share what you know about that.
So the way I see it, it's a little eclectic. I mean, because it is based in Chinese medicine, but the brain and the central nervous system and the bones are an extension of the kidney meridian and the kidney energy in Chinese medicine. So, and so are the ears too. So I view it as what we say is Jing. Jing is what you inherit. Uh-huh. From your ancestors, from your lineage. So I think sometimes what happens is a lot of our thinking, especially when we're little, is sort of like an inherited subconscious program that we get from our family. So sometimes when people want to break through things that are like patterns that they might have gotten or messages that they might have received when they were young, the kidney points, and especially the ear points too, I know we'll talk about that later, is a really good way to sort of break that cycle and cause a shift, especially in the thinking and the subconscious mind. So that's why I'll often use kidney points to kind of help shift like the first chakra, that whole tribal thinking, or anything that you, any messages or traumas that you might have received when you were young. So I think it is a really good correlation.
Yeah, do you use the kidney points with some other point, like either the chakra or maybe some other meridian points?
Yeah, so I'll often do kidney points along with like the first two chakras, because the first two chakras, especially the root chakra, I believe is what the kidney energy sits in the first, we call the lower jiao, the middle box, your torso. In Chinese medicine, is divided into three sections, which is your lower jiao, your middle jiao, and your upper jiao. And kidney energy sits in the first two chakras of the lower body. So I'll often combine those to kind of help people like let go of things from their childhood or things like just old pattern thinking that they want to get out of.
It's really interesting because I have been studying for the last year and a half Ren Jiwei. And Ren Jiwei is kind of a Chinese method also in personal development. And it is all about changing our patterns and our programs. And so like you, we talk about Jin and, you know, our Shen and how we can change these patterns. And I had a bit of an experience about, and maybe you've experienced this too, where I came to this realization that everything that we're doing is just a program and a pattern. And in doing that, because what happened to me is I kept seeing all these people with different beliefs. You know, there's all these different religions. There's different beliefs about, you know, people have connections with aliens or they have connections with guides or, you know, all these different types of beliefs, or some people are into esoteric. And I always wanted to know, well, who's right? And so I asked because it was always confusing to me because all these different beliefs and everyone is very committed and tied to their belief. They wholeheartedly believe it. And so I asked my teacher of Ren Jiwei, so who's right? And he said, all of them. And I thought, oh, so it kind of cleared up some things for me because when we talk about creating our own reality, that's how we're doing it. And so much of that is just based on patterns and programs. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. And I feel like I'm really into ancestral healing. It's kind of like something that really resonates with me. Mm-hmm. I feel like what our ancestors are doing, it's in our DNA, is they're just trying to pass along their experiences, their beliefs, their memories to help us to survive. They might not have always been right. I always say right, that's the wrong word, but there's some things that just aren't serving us in this present moment from them.
I always like to use the word skillful and unskillful because there's no judgment to that. So sometimes we're programmed in a very unskillful way and sometimes we're programmed in a skillful way. So I like not to have too much judgment around it. So I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I find that to be very interesting about how Cambo can work. Because, you and I have talked a lot about how on the internet and even different practitioners, maybe who weren't trained the same way that we are, they just don't, they think everything needs to be in a very traditional way. And I just had this mm-hmm. discussion with somebody on Cambo Healing about, that this is a way of separation and division by saying it has to be done a certain way. And just because something's been done, for thousands of years doesn't mean it's necessarily correct because, some of the tribes, have genital mutilation or they do sacrifices mm-hmm. And they still to this
correct,
day.
Yeah.
Does that mean that it's correct? And can we not change that if something better comes along? And so with Cambo, using Cambo on these meridians and chakras and ear points, do you find that it actually is a better way and that it has a different outcome?
All I can speak for is my own experience.
Absolutely.
It works for me because it's a lot about, I even learned this in acupuncture school because there was a lot of fighting this master and that master and this lineage, and it can make your mind spin out to the point where you just got to take what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about intention, whatever modality you're working with and how you're holding space for somebody and how you're putting that medicine on that person. Because at that point, when our practitioners are fighting about all these things, that's just ego. It's
right.
just how that thought arises in my mind and how I am holding my heart open to put the medicine on that person and how
wow.
I work with their energy. That's the way I see it, but
well, I think you're, and I think you're dead on. It's pretty much my belief too. I've always talked about this and this is what really the spirit of Cambo taught me is that I really have three things that I need to do, and that's all as a practitioner. One is to put the medicine on, in a skillful way. Number two is to hold space for people, and number three is to keep people safe, and that's it. That's
safety.
All.
Yeah, safety is the thing we should all be agreeing on for sure.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's the only thing that I'm required to do. The Cambo will do the rest of the work as far as going to the place where it needs to give people the best benefit. And anytime I get outside of knowing what my responsibility is, you're right, it can be quite ego. But I think you're talking about intention as a practitioner. To me, that is the most important thing. Is that I can, outside of safety, I think safety really is the most important, but they're kind of combined. They're kind of the same thing. If I am really connected with this, with my client, mm-hmm. I will know what the best route for them and the safest. And, again, keep being open, having an open heart, because they say that there's a transfer from the practitioner of energy to your client. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh yeah. And that's something I definitely got from my acupuncture training, regardless of all the different, masters and different lineages that go back thousands of years, was the very core always says about intention. The Qigong masters talk a lot about that. And when you're working on somebody, you've got to leave all your own personal stuff outside the door. It's just putting that on with a pure heart, knowing that you heard your client completely and what they need and where they're at that moment.
Yeah, I think that is super important. More than anything else, I think that is super important is how you, your own intention and keeping yourself really kind of like agenda free. I mean, it's it's really hard to be agenda free because our agenda is that we're going to put this medicine on somebody and they're going to have an experience. So we do have an agenda.
Right. especially when you see that they're not letting go. But it's right. hard, you know, letting go is hard and you want them to be at a certain place, but that's just where they're at today.
And that's the thing we have to let go of is their experience will be their experience. And like, I can't have some agenda that, you know, they have to do something a certain way. I'm just there to help facilitate their experience. That's all. And again, keep them safe. Well, I love this part of the conversation because it is a very strong belief of mine about how we conduct ourselves as practitioners and how we hold ourselves and our intentions and knowing what our responsibility is. We're not there healing people. You know, I don't allow people to call me a healer or a shaman because that's not what I am. I am a Campbell practitioner. And so when people start calling me a healer or a shaman, I immediately say that's not really what I am. and in some ways,
facilitator.
Yeah, facilitator. Yeah. And sometimes those are projections on their part too.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to keep that very clean and clear about who I am and what my responsibilities are. So we're about ready to get to the break here. And when we come back, I love ear treatments, and I know you do too. They're some of my very favorites. Yeah. So I want to kind of go in and talk a lot about the ears in our next segment because it's so fascinating to me, and I truly love it. So when we come back, we're going to do that. But before we go on this break, again, I'd like you to give out your own information, Kim. So if people listening to this broadcast can contact you and maybe come and see you. So maybe you can give out your information now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm Kim at, well, I was Cambo with Kim, but I'm now transitioning to a new business name, Cambo Pura, and it is www.cambopura.com. And my number is 480-321-6851.
Awesome. So you're listening to Cambo Talk, and we'll be right back.
Have you felt a lot of fear and self-doubt in your life where you feel like you never know what's right for you? As a result, maybe you've made yourself invisible or haven't fully put yourself out there. Hi, my name is Deb Acker. In addition to being the host of Truth Talk Radio, I'm an intuitive life coach and energy healer. I clear energy blocks to all areas of life, including stepping into your power to be confident and visible in your relationships and the world. Did you know fear, self-doubt, feeling invisible, and not feeling comfortable to put yourself out there are all linked to not being in your power? What if you could always feel powerful and on purpose at all times? I used to spend a lot of time hiding in fear and self-doubt. Now I'm not afraid to put myself out there on a bigger scale, and most importantly, I know what's right for me in every moment, and I take action accordingly. On the other side, I now help others with this, and if you're ready to be powerful and confident and let go of the fear that holds you back from a bigger life, I'd love to gift you with my pattern identification session. Simply contact me on the contact page of my website, deborahacker.com. That's deborahacker.com. And let me know you heard about this gift through Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to connecting soon.
You know that feeling in your gut? That tiny whisper in the back of your ear? The tinge behind your knee that says, let's go for it. But then your mind says, that's ridiculous. Do you ever wonder if that little voice might be onto something? My name is Audrey Michelle. I'm the host of Rewired Life Radio, as well as a spiritual growth coach. If you're ready to stop letting fear lead you around, let's talk. If you're at the point in your life where you're ready to shed layers of what you thought you were supposed to be and are ready to take the next step to trust your best resource, let's talk. I can help you discover the voice of inner wisdom. I will guide you through a process to unearth your best self. To learn more, go to audreymichelle.com/coaching. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled michelle.com/coaching.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
And you're listening to Cambo Talk, and I'm your host, Jenny Rutherford. And today we have Kim Mathis here, and I'm just super excited about it. Kim is an acupuncturist and a Cambo practitioner. And so I'm just thrilled to have you bring all the knowledge that you have, Kim, to the show for people. So we've been talking a lot about a lot of stuff, but in this last segment, and the hour is going by so quickly, but in this last segment, I want to go into ear treatments because they are by far my favorite. I love ear treatments, and I've had some great experiences with them, and a lot of other people have too. So let's get into our conversation about ear treatments. I know you use ear treatments, so tell me some of your favorite points that you like to use.
Well, I use a lot of ear points just because I'm also an auricular acupuncturist, and I use that a lot prior to Cambo to treat addictions and depression, insomnia, pain. So when I learned in training about doing the ear points, the ear is just an extension of the kidney energy, which is your jing. So I use a lot of a NADA protocol. NADA is just a standard protocol we use to treat Shenmen, kidney, liver, lung, and parasympathetic. So those are the ones I like to use a lot, but also the master points like master oscillation, master cerebral. And it just seems to bring in like a special connection, give your clients a special connection to the spirit of the frog. So a lot of them will say during their ear point treatments that like they actually went to this special place with Cambo. Almost like a half here, half somewhere else feeling. It just takes it to a whole nother level and really treats brain, the jing, the kidneys, the thoughts. So it's really special, and it's got a special place in my heart.
Definitely. Me too. And as a matter of fact, my last, when I went to the advanced training in Portugal in December last year, I actually had ear treatments, and when you talk about that special place where you're half here and half somewhere else, that's exactly where I went. And honestly, I probably had the medicine on for a good 30 or 40 minutes because it was such a lovely place. It's a little blissful, and you know, you can't quite explain it until you've experienced it. So yes, I totally get that. And it's one of my favorites because most people say they go to that place, that it feels kind of blissful to them.
Yeah, I even had one client once tell me she was in a, I just called her name because she looked like she was spacing out. I just said her name and she said, "Why did you call me back? I was talking to this beautiful woman in white." And I was like, "Oh, sorry."
you know, it's really interesting. It's interesting because Campbell's not a psychedelic. It's not a hallucinogenic. But
it's a dream state.
It's like a little dream state. That's exactly what it is. Sometimes you'll get, particularly with the ear points, it's a little dream state, and it's super lovely. Sometimes when I have ear points or people have ear points, they'll tell me that they actually saw the eye of the frog, or they saw, the little hand of the frog. And I just think that's really interesting too. So, one of my favorites, of course, I use the Shenmen quite a bit. So maybe talk about that Shenmen point and how that's helpful to people.
Shenmen is a point that we use often to calm the mind and quiet the heart. And who can't use that?
Because
we tend to be overthinkers. We want to like use our left brain so much. So I think it really helps to like balance out that left brain and quiet that down, so that the right brain can kind of come into, kind of say, hey, I'm here too, you know, that creative part of us and that more receptive part of us.
Yeah, I find that most people really enjoy the Shen Men. Also, you know, when you are doing ear treatments, do you generally just do ears or will you do a combination? Because, I mean, there's different ways of doing it. You can do just ears, which will be a different experience than if you combine chakras in ears or meridian in ears, or if you do all three at the same time. What do you usually like to do? Do you like to do a combination or?
Yeah, I'm a big combo person when it comes to the ear points. I haven't been called to put just ear points on anyone specifically just yet. So usually during their 3-day cleanse, I'll bump them up to the ear on the third session or anytime after they finish their initial three sessions.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that.
Yeah,
on the break about how you just don't take somebody to an ear treatment first off, or even sometimes second. And sometimes I don't wait. I wait till the fourth time they come before I'll do an ear treatment because it can be a little more intense. Mm-hmm. Take them to a different level. Is that what you find also?
Yeah, I think it's an advanced treatment. I feel some people might be able to handle it. Initially, I don't know, but I just feel like I want to build a trust with the medicine with them. The first time, you know, it's just like you're stepping them up each time. That's the way I work, is I'm stepping them up each time so that they can progressively just sink into their body and trust where it is and where it's going to take them in that moment.
Yeah, I kind of over time have seen little patterns. I mean, and I always like to say everybody has a different experience with Cambo. So there's, mm-hmm. but there are some things that we see over and over again. And what I see is generally on that first treatment, people are just trying to get through it, right? It's something completely new to them. It's something they've never experienced. So I pretty much go pretty easy with them and let them have a pretty light experience, just get through the purge. And then by the time we get to the second one, people go into resistance. That's what I noticed. And so even though the medicine goes deeper, they're a little more resistant. It sometimes takes a little longer to purge. By the time they get to the third treatment, it goes very deep and they're much more open to it. So that's where, to me, I see a big shift. I mean, people, and when they walk away that day, sometimes they just look different to me. They don't even look like the same people.
Yeah, you could tell they look lighter, their face changes, the color, especially in the eyes. You can always see that it's shifted. I always say that their eyes look brighter. And that's actually where the heart and liver energy goes in Chinese medicine, is to the eyes. So when you see a shift in their eyes, you know that the medicine really, really helped them.
Wow, that's really interesting because I did not know that. But I do definitely see the change in their eyes. They look brighter, clearer. And again, sometimes people look younger to me. I'm always kind of surprised. Sometimes when they come to the door after I haven't seen them for a couple of months after Cambo to take more Cambo, I hardly recognize them because they've had such a lightening of their load. And that's always exciting to me too.
Yeah. Am I saying that correctly? Panema?
Panema? Yes. Yeah, it's kind of...
Panema. I always say everything wrong. But
yeah, I do too sometimes. But I, you know, that's fine. So, Kim, we're getting close to the end of our hour. And I cannot tell you how much I have loved having you on the show. You've just given out some great information, some things that I didn't even know and have confirmed some of the things that I have felt through the process. So thank you so much. Again, would you give out your information again so that people listening to this broadcast can actually get a hold of you if they're interested in working with you?
Sure. Again, my name is Kim, and I'm at Cambo Pura. It's www.cambopura.com, 480-321-6851. I'm predominantly in Phoenix, but I also go out to the Midwest a lot and do circles, even in Wisconsin. I've been called to do a lot in Wisconsin, too. So there you go.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. I can't thank you enough for being on the show and the great information that you have brought. Hope to have you on another time, too, so that we can go into some of the deeper information around those chakras and the meridians, because you are a wealth of knowledge. So, we're at the end of the show again. I hope everybody enjoyed this. I found it to be super informative. And next week, I'm bringing on some new practitioners who have just finished their training 6 months ago to go through some of their experiences. So very excited about that. You've been listening to Cambo Talk. I am Jenny Rutherford, your host, and we'll be back next week. Thanks so much, everyone. Have a great week.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Cambo Talk Radio with Jenny Rutherford and Todd Rolson. We hope you enjoyed the lively discussion of Cambo and the astounding results it manifests. Cambo medicine is truly magical, and Jenny is a powerful guide to total wellness. To find out more about this sacred medicine from the Amazon rainforest and its amazing benefits, visit cambokiss.com. That's K-A-M-B-O-kiss.com.